Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together, as the Lord reminds us that it's time to work.
Be strong and take courage. Do not fear or be dismayed, for the Lord will go before you, and His light will show the way. Be strong and take courage. Do not fear or be dismayed, for the one who lives within you will be strong in you today. Why don't you give Him all of your fears? Why don't you let Him wipe all of your tears?
He knows He's been
for the Lord will go before you, and His light will show the way.
Be strong and take courage. Do not fear or be dismayed, for the one who lives within you will be strong in you today.
Nothing can take you out of His hand. Nothing can face you that He can't command.
Heavenly Father, thank You for this time when we can worship You. Father, as we live this life as Your children, as Christians, we want to be like You, like Your example of the good tree that bears good fruit, good works. Through the guidance of your Holy Spirit, help us to recognize opportunities to do good. And may your Spirit give us the strength to do the work of the ministry. We want to glorify you while we're here on this earth. Lord, in these moments ahead, help us to pay attention to your words in the music we hear and the scripture that is shared. We turn this hour over to you, Lord, during this call to worship.
He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. He'll be faithful to complete it. He who started the work will be faithful to complete it in you. is slowly replacing your hope with despair. Or the process is long and you're losing your song in the night. You can be sure that the Lord has His hand on you, safe and secure. He will never abandon you. You are His treasure, and He finds His pleasure in you.
He who began a good work in you
to complete it in you.
He who began
A Call to Worship listener from Oregon comments, I really love Call to Worship, especially like the way you share the scriptures and the music matches the topic. Many of you have signed up on our website for the weekly email reminders. Here are comments from a couple of listeners. Thank you for your inspirational program. I've been listening for years and continue to be blessed each week. I listen via the internet and appreciate the email I receive as a reminder. Please note my new email address. God bless you. And another listener states, I've been getting an email of your Sunday program for a long time. It's much appreciated. One of our Facebook page visitors gave us a sincere compliment. One of the best overall programs ever, focusing on Jesus. Excellent music and scripture selections. Folks, Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Would you please prayerfully consider a donation to this ministry? Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're also able to make a contribution safely and securely on our website at www.calltoworship.us.
I will live on to the
This is your call to worship.
Just
Our God has made it very clear throughout history that He will give us the power, the strength to do what is right, to do good work. You see, there is good work and bad work. Doing bad work is breaking God's laws, yielding bad or evil fruit in your life. Matthew 7, Jesus was describing good fruit and bad fruit. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. Doing a good work, bringing forth good fruit, found in Matthew 26. When Jesus understood it, he said to them, Why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. In Haggai chapter 2, does anyone remember this house, this temple, in its former splendor? How in comparison does it look to you now? It must seem like nothing at all. But now the Lord says, Be strong, Zerubbabel. Be strong, Jeshua. Be strong, all you people still left in the land. And now, get to work, for I am with you, says the Lord of Heaven's armies. In John chapter 4, meanwhile, the disciples were urging Jesus, Rabbi, eat something. But Jesus replied, I have a kind of food that you know nothing about. Did someone bring him food while we were gone? The disciples asked each other. Then Jesus explained, My nourishment comes from doing the will of God, who sent me, and from finishing his work. John 6:29. Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent. And later, in chapter 9, I must work the works of him that sent me, while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. In John 17, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. That should be our goal. Our work should be focused on doing all to the glory of God. We found these encouraging words in Philippians 4, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Ephesians 6, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Nehemiah 8, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Isaiah 35, be strong, do not fear. Judges 6, the Lord turned to him and said, go in this might of yours. In 2 Corinthians 4:1, therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. Galatians 6, let us not grow weary while we're doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. In Romans 8, if God is for us, who can be against us? 1 Corinthians 15, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And Ephesians 2, 8 through 10, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. And in 2 Timothy 4, don't be afraid of suffering for the Lord. Work at telling others the good news and fully carry out the ministry that God has given you. There will come a day when it will be proven what our work has been, good or bad. We find these words in 1 Corinthians 3. It's not important who does the planting or who does the watering. What's important is that God makes the seed grow. The one who plants and the one who waters work together with the same purpose, and both will be rewarded for their own hard work. For we are both God's workers, and you are God's field. You are God's building. Because of God's grace to me, I have laid the foundation like an expert builder. Now others are building on it. But whoever is building on this foundation must be very careful, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one we already have, Jesus Christ. Anyone who builds on that foundation may use a variety of materials, gold, silver, jewels, wood, hay, or straw. But on the judgment day, fire will reveal what kind of work each builder has done. The fire will show if a person's work has any value. If the work survives, that builder will receive a reward. But if the work is burned up, the builder will suffer great loss. The builder will be saved, but like someone barely escaping through a wall of flames. And finally, these words in Revelation 22, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commands, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into that city.
Chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone new? You may have longed for added strength, your courage too. stand for others, He'll do for you.
We are made righteous, lifted lifting up the name of Christ our King. And in the strong name of Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb, we are able to triumph. We are able to stand in the power of His Spirit, by the strength of His hand, in the strong name of Jesus, by the precious blood of the Lamb. The precious blood of the Lamb. And in the strong name of Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb, we are able to triumph. We are able to stand in the power of His Spirit, by the strength of His hand, in the strong name of Jesus, by the precious blood of the Lamb.
Our call to worship topic this hour has been the importance of doing the work. The work of the ministry, good works. Thank you for listening today. God is using this program to touch lives for His kingdom. And if this time is a blessing to you, would you prayerfully consider a financial gift? Call to Worship is a listener-supported ministry. It's your continued prayers and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You can also make a tax-deductible donation safely and securely right on our website. Our website address is calltoworship.us. That's calltoworship.us. Thank you for your support. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now the peace, the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Great is thy faithfulness, great.